Yeah, this is much better.
It's a great day, isn't it? Repentance is imminent. Can't wait to split Satan. Darth Maul, finish him. That's only half of it. God has had a plan from the beginning. Now I'm reaping all the benefits. The force is strong. Did I forget to mention?
I'm telling you, that bullhorn, it works in every song.
Now is it green or is it blue? I don't think it really works on this one. All you need to know
is that it's true. Just a little bit, yeah, it works on it. Just so you guys know, this is an original track from your very own.
So YouTube, you can kiss my...
Yo. Yeah, we've been getting a lot of lawsuits. No, I'm just kidding. Not lawsuits. Kidding, guys. You know, we might look a little bit crappy, but, you know, we'll get there.
I want to play the second half so bad, but...
We'll play by...
It's too long of an intro.
We play next week. Next
we'll play
week,
it as
the
an
other
outro.
Half. Hey, there you go.
There we go. But
yo, what's up, people? Welcome to the ET Podcast. As you know, my name is Eric.
Let's do this.
And we got...
Oh, you're not going to...
Let's do it.
And we got Trey.
That was a crappy intro.
Yeah, I know, guys.
More on point with it. But yeah, this is episode 92.
92.
And yeah, so.
No, you know, I want to start off with actually with, you know, some of our viewers. They've been reaching out to us. We really appreciate your support. You know, everything you guys tell us, we are very appreciative. And hopefully we are, you know, we keep making good content and like we always tell you guys, send us what you guys want to talk about because, you know, we run out of ideas. So,
yeah, so. Not every podcast is a home run or whatever. And you guys can tell. So, stuff happens, you know.
Yeah, but if you guys help us, that'd be, you know, very appreciative. You know, we want to make things that you guys also want to listen to or, I don't know, anything. I mean, we're here for support and, yeah, that's what we like to do. But,
yeah, so.
Yes, sir. So, anyway, today we are going to talk about a particular topic that a lot of people talk about. I guess it's very common and probably we've already talked about it before, but I guess we should talk about it again.
And that topic is life, hence the song, my song, Life.
Life.
Yeah, so life is an interesting thing. One minute you can be on the be on top of it, the next minute it's crushing you.
Right.
So, you know, I called Eric yesterday and I kind of admitted some things, you know, some ways, some things that I feel about life. And sometimes life is not the greatest. It doesn't treat you the most kind. And I mean, you have a choice. You either let it roll over you or, you know, you the world is yours like Scarface. You know, it's up to you.
You get to decide what you want to do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so but I want to pose the question.
Go ahead.
Does life matter to a degree? And actually, I guess I shouldn't say that.
Right.
But what you do in life, does it matter?
Right. Well, my question would be, I mean, I guess, you know, answering your question with a question, I guess what it means with what, okay, I guess we just got to be more specific in a way where the way how I view it is this. I guess materialistic stuff, the stuff that you could do here on earth, like making money, buying a home, buying cars, whatever, to me, I guess it wouldn't really matter because eventually when you die, you don't take it with you.
Right.
But, you know, what would matter would be what do you do with yourself? You know, because there's a lot of things that a lot of people don't know. And actually, and it ties with some things I've been trying to do. And I think I've mentioned this before, like I want to focus on five things in my life. That out of those five things, one of them is just financials, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that can include the materialistic stuff. But the other thing is my, you know, being spiritual healthy, being emotional healthy, being physical healthy, and being mentally healthy. and obviously, you know, financially healthy. And I feel even working on those things, I feel that it brings a purpose in life, and it's a good thing for you because, you know, love is always going to be there. Mm-hmm. You know, your emotions, your thoughts are still even going to be there even after we die. And this is a biblical thing. You still are going to have those thoughts.
Yeah.
Your soul is going to be with you. We're like, what's your soul? You know, the things that we've been being taught, like, you know, what's in the soul, you know, mm-hmm. your emotions, your intellectual. And obviously, you know, that ties in with your mind and such. So to me, I think that's what makes life great, and it is worth it, because you leave that legacy. Yes, you can leave, you know, riches and such, but, you know, even if you do leave that, you know, your kid is gonna die too. But you know what I mean? I don't know if it makes sense, but
no, it does. I guess the type of thinking I had yesterday was more so just like, why keep putting in effort.
I guess say the F word.
The F word. Effort. You know, when it essentially nothing is going to matter once you die. And I mean, of course, the actions that you've taken and all of that will matter, you know, because it determines if you go to heaven or if you go to hell.
Right.
But what I was talking about, I guess, specifically is just like, why strive to achieve all these things? Why strive to have all these things? I mean, because at the end of the day, like you said, you can't take your riches with you. I mean, unless you're a super selfish person and that's like your dying wish. Bury my gold with me. Bury my dog. Like everything, you know. If you like that, you know, then, I mean, I guess you... you're not really taking it with you because you got a whole another plane of existence to exist on. So
yeah, I mean, I get it, and I feel like, I guess that in a way kind of is kind of important, like why succeed, because I guess you really want to live your life comfortably here in the meanwhile that you stay in this earth, because honestly, from what I've learned is that, go ahead.
No.
I was trying to say
sometimes I do that just as like, make sure that when he's done talking, you don't forget what you're about to say. So it's like, it's not really, I'm trying not to cut you off.
No, it's all good. And like, I mean, what I was saying is just because this is a pit stop, you know, mm-hmm. I guess you kind of want to make it comfortable to me.
Yeah.
That's why I guess you have to kind of like, you know, try to succeed and be, you know, I guess not struggle.
And then the thing I say to that, though, is you've heard so many people say that money doesn't buy happiness and stuff.
That's true.
You know, I mean, like Robin Williams, for example, was arguably one of the greatest comedians ever, right? And he probably had money. I don't know.
I'm not
counting the man's pockets. But, you know, he, at the end of the day, he was completely miserable.
Yeah.
He killed himself.
Right.
He took his own life, you know. So what is it that you need to not have that happen? I'm guessing it's probably the stuff that you were saying, the five things that you were saying. Like wealth was just one of them. Maybe he didn't have the other four things.
Yeah, I mean, it is a touchy subject, especially now where like this pandemic, like we see a lot of people really struggling with themselves. Like, dude, it's crazy because I was looking into this like, I don't know if it's an interview or like analysis or whatever, but a poll, I guess, of like how many, you know, people are like actually killing themselves because of the depression that, you know, it's been going on. And dude, and it's not even the pandemic. It's not even the virus, bro. Like at this point, it's just more like the depression of like being home. Mm. And, you know, with what you were saying, I mean, yes, and we've seen it multiple times. Like we've seen it with deaths of like celebrities that they overdose on coke or they overdose on things and or they just like kill themselves, you know, they kill themselves. And I feel because... no matter all the riches you might have, and even if you don't have the riches as well, like you go to a like a state of like depression. Like, what is there more to do? You know, because you can buy it all. You can buy it, you can have all the cars and everything. Mm-hmm. But then there's gonna be a point where like, okay, what's next? Like, what is there more to do? And even if you're like broke, you know, you try to do everything you can to like become successful, and then you get to a point where like, okay, there's nothing more I can do.
Right.
So you either make that decision to like end your life or to continue it. And it's crazy because always the bad things are easier to do than the good things.
Yeah.
You know, so like, man, I would just grab a knife and stab myself. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I guess answering to that, it is important to have your life balance at every, like, what's it called? At any means necessary, having that balance, because I felt too, I mean, even with what you were talking to me about yesterday, I mean, there's days that I feel like, what's the point of doing this? Like, you know, just throwing my computers out the window and, you know what, screw this job. Like, you know, I don't care, you know, who cares? Like, I can make that excuse that, oh, it's the pandemic, you know?
Right.
But at the same time, it's like, I feel like if I'm able to be in touch with my spirit more, I feel like, yeah, those doubts are going to come, but I'm like, nah, I can make it. I can make it through, you know,
yeah,
because I know who I am in Christ, or I know my identity or something. You know what I mean?
This is kind of a side note, but you just reminded me of something when you was like, it's so easy to do bad things.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know Vince Staples, the rapper.
Nah.
Okay. Vince Staples, one of top lyricists or whatever. But he said something one time that I heard where he was like, he knows that there's no God.
Right.
And the way he knows that is because it's way too easy to die.
Wow. That's crazy.
Because he was like, it's hard to live, right? It's hard for some, in some cases, it's hard for like, for people to have babies.
Right.
Like to, and it's hard for a woman to give birth and stuff. So why is dying so easy? You know? So he was like, that's how I know there's no God.
That is true.
And I'm just like, I mean, I don't know if you would jump to there's no God, you know, I mean, with that case. Dude, but
it's kind of funny though, because, you know, we were talking about like 1,000 ways to die. Like, it honestly is. There's so many ways. It's so
easy to die.
Yeah.
I guess that's why the Bible says, you know, if you fight to keep your life, you're going to lose it. But if you essentially just don't care, then you'll gain your life, pretty much. Like, there's a scripture that says that, and I butchered it and paraphrased it. But, you know what I'm saying? But it's like,
I mean,
yeah, if you fight to, and oh, and that's kind of transitioning. And
yeah.
Say what you were going to say.
No, keep going. Okay.
It's kind of transitioning into the thought that I had just today, like this morning when I was, well, not this morning, I guess this afternoon, I was going to pick up Denise from work.
Right.
But, please don't let me forget what I was about to say. Okay. So basically, this is all going to come full circle in a second. I was driving and I felt like, I believe I heard from the Lord that I try too hard.
Okay.
I've heard that before. But it resonated with me that, like, I am essentially trying way too hard to make things happen that I want to happen instead of just letting it happen. By letting it happen is essentially giving him the free range to make it happen.
Right.
And so it's just like, I just thought that was funny because it's like, I started thinking about that scripture, you know, he who tries to keep his life will lose it. And he who, I guess, gives his life. I don't, you know, let me look up the exact
scripture. No, I know what you mean. I kind of.
Let me look it up real quick because I don't want to sound ignorant.
No, go ahead.
Go ahead. And you were going to say something. So just say that while I'm looking for this.
Well, I mean, I'm just like marinating onto that because, I mean, it and I guess it's more like, I guess there has to be some type of openness because, you know, one thing is too that, you know, us as humans, we see all these scenarios of the things that could happen to us, like, and 85% of the stuff that we worry about don't actually happen.
I know.
And then I feel like that is kind of like goes along the lines with what you were saying, because sometimes we just got to let it go. Like, we just got to flow through it. You know what I mean? Because if we do that, then we will have less worry, less stress, and maybe, just maybe, the stuff that we want, we'll get it even without us doing anything. You know, because, like, for me, like, I actually had a job interview yesterday. And the night before, I was stressing the heck out of it because I was like, dude, they told me that day. Mm-hmm. And they said, oh, yeah, you in 24 hours, you have an interview with us. So I'm like, okay. So, like, in an interview, you don't know what they're going to ask. So exactly. I was, like, you know, stressing myself about, like, man, like, I was, like, doing research. I was like, okay, what are the most common questions they will ask you in an interview? You know, like, some tips on the interview and stuff mm-hmm. like that. So I was like, and I wrote down the whole scenarios. Like, I picture myself like a whole scenarios of the stuff that were going to happen. Mm-hmm. Right. And obviously, I mean, that's good because in a way they did ask those questions that I wrote down. But at the end of the day, like, when I was actually talking and flowing in conversation with the interviewer, like, the questions that she would ask me, like, I didn't even have to look in my computer about all the stuff I wrote because it's like, man, I already felt it. Like, I know myself and mm-hmm. I just let it go.
Yeah.
And by the end of the interview, you know, I mean, it turned out pretty good. I mean, she gave me a hint that, you know, get ready for these because, you know, you might have a manager call you or whatever. And I'm like, all right, well, and I was like, man, what if I fail? But at that moment, like, my whole mind went just blank and I just eased up into it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But yeah.
Have you ever had it happen to you where it's like you try so hard to do something that you F it up? Like, you look stupid or you, whatever the case may be, like, you try way too hard instead of just going with it.
Or, like, you try to ask a girl out and she says no and you try to be cocky.
Yeah, like, you
it.
Fumble over your words or something as you're trying to ask her. You're like, no, I got this. I'm going to do this.
Then you go to her.
Yeah, she's just like, what?
And then you choke.
It's just like,
the choice is yours.
Exactly. So, but yeah, man. And so, I have this scripture.
It?
Yeah, it's Luke 17:33. And this is from the New King James Version. Whoever seeks to save his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life will preserve it.
That's crazy.
So it's essentially like, so that's like basic, don't care.
No, well, right? I guess, yeah, but I feel like it's more like, because, you know, in this world, like, the world that we live in is like, I got to do this, do that, do this. Like, I got to be ambitious. I got to, you know, go at it to become successful. But I feel sometimes it's like you just got to give up, like, give up yourself, give up your pride, give up, you know, just your pride, I guess. It's just more like pride. Mm-hmm. Give up your whole entire emotions and just let it flow.
Yeah.
And I feel like, yeah, you'll find success in that way because, you know, and the interesting thing that a lot of people don't know about Christianity, obviously we always say this, it's a relationship with God, but in the kingdom of God, all the stuff that we know here is reverse. Like, example, if you want to be a leader, you got to serve. Like, you know, like, you don't think about that stuff. Like, why am I serving if I want to be a leader? Like, they should be serving me.
Right.
You know what I mean? But stuff like that, and even just that, like, itself is just basically backwards of what it's like pictured into this world of success. But
mm-hmm. And another thing that I felt like God was saying, like, so I'm just going to be honest. I am a super negative person.
Right.
I tend to see the worst in things. I'm not an optimist. I'm a pessimist.
Mm.
And it's taken so long for me to come to that realization and pretty much just admit it. But another thing I felt like he was saying was just shut up. Like, essentially, like, I know, like, growing up, like, most black households, your mom would tell you, if you ain't got nothing nice to say about nobody, don't say nothing at all.
Right.
Well, in this case, that somebody is usually me.
Okay, yeah.
So
yeah.
It's like, or, I mean, any situation, like, I tend to just be like, that ain't gonna happen. That ain't right. Like, whatever. And, you know, Denise has said, I'm going to be transparent in our relationship. She has said to me just recently, she's like, you know, God got blessings for me. You're not about to mess it up. So I pray that you can't speak or something like that. It's just like.
She told you off.
Yeah, she's like. Yeah, pretty much. And I'm just like, dang.
I mean, that's good because you need people like that to.
Yeah. So now not only am I hearing it from my wife, but I believe I'm hearing it from God too. Shut up. If you're not doing the podcast, you're not doing your YouTube channel, you're not rapping or in a conversation, shut up. Like, it's bad enough that you have the thoughts. There's nothing you can do about them, but you don't have to verbalize them.
Yeah.
And then screw something up.
Dang. So,
yeah, I've just gotten a very stern talking to since I spoke to you on the phone.
Well, that's good. I mean,
yesterday.
And I feel like sometimes you can't really change the minds of people until they actually have that experience themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can say, you know, you can be knowledgeable and say whatever you want, but until that person has the actual experience, you know, it's not going to be real to them, man.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the beauty about life because, you know, like you said initially, you know, life can be up and it sometimes can it can be down. So,
yeah. You know, it's funny too. He even, God even brought back one of our previous episodes.
Which one?
He was like, what about that episode, Quick to Listen, Slow to Speak?
Oh, yeah. Like, that was a good one.
Yeah. So God has, He been going in. So, yeah, God and my wife have both, you know, within 24 hours or however long.
He saved his life. Both.
Yeah.
He saved his life.
But
yeah, I mean, for you guys, you know, watching or listening or, watching, hopefully, yeah.
Oh, yeah. By the way, now that you said that, we are regularly uploading again to our YouTube channel. I know we're gonna get back to what we was talking about, but yes, there is a gap. It's the last video we uploaded a year ago was like episode 39.
Yeah, I well, think so. 37, I think it was.
It's 39.
Okay,
because it was with Juan.
Okay, yeah.
And I had to remove some of the videos that we had on there because of copyright claims. Yada yada yada.
Restrictions.
So the last video that you'll see on there is 34, and then it jumps all the way up to, well, today I uploaded, the last one I uploaded was 71. Yeah. So there are quite a few videos missing, and we apologize for that, but at least we won't drop the ball anymore now that we're, you know.
And they're going to be shorter videos, so it's only probably 20 minutes now.
And so it'll be easy for me to upload them, like, because I uploaded two today, so.
You know, for you guys listening and hopefully watching, you know, just shut up.
if you got something on your heart that you feel like God is saying, but you doubting that it's gonna happen, shut up. That's the best thing you can do.
Yeah, and even if you don't believe, I mean, just it's also good to just be quiet, not overthink things, because overthinking things and having all those voices in your head can make you go crazy. So.
Yeah.
You know, that's why we're here. Feel free to reach out to us. We have our Instagram at the ET Podcast.
Yep.
You know, listen to us on Apple, SoundCloud, Spotify, and now YouTube. So you can see our beautiful faces.
We're back on YouTube. I need a haircut. So when you see this video, I'm going to look trash, but that's not who I am at the core of me.
There you go.
So anyway.
Awesome. Awesome. And also want to thank everybody, you know, supporting us. So.
Yeah.
Really appreciate your time. Thank you, guys. Stay safe. And
also, don't forget, we have 8 more videos until we are at another milestone. Episode 100 is coming.
Yes, sir.
Very, very soon.
And there's going to be a cool surprise. So.
And there's going to be a surprise, yes.
Awesome, guys. Yeah. Well, thank you very much. Stay safe. Peace.